from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, it's Sean Morash here on The Fan, taking you up until Westwood One's coverage of Sunday night football. And I'm in no mood, and nor should you. The Century Red Wedding at MetLife Stadium. And what an utter, freaking, embarrassing disgrace that was.
Darnold over center. Jones, the tailback. Handoff left for Jones, trying to bounce it to the outside. Chased by McLeod. Can't get him, and he's in for the touchdown. Darnold in a shotgun. Jefferson out left. Jones in motion to the right. Looking for Jefferson. Throws it left. Touchdown, Justin Jefferson. Jones in an empty set. Neighbors split left. Robinson in motion off the right sideline. Wide receiver screen, intercepted by Van Ginkle, and he runs it in for a touchdown. Fourth and 8 at the 11-yard line of Minnesota, opening minutes of the fourth. Jones takes a shotgun snap, fires it into the end zone, and the pass is intercepted by Harrison Smith. Fourth and 7 with the ball on the 8. Jones takes the snap, looks left, throws left, batted down, incomplete. Intended for Wandale Robinson.
No separation.
Byron Murphy with the play. So twice the Giants have gone for it on fourth down inside the 10. Twice they failed. Third and 5. Jones under pressure again. Jones is going to get sacked for a fifth time today. Giants, when opening up a season at home, have now lost 6 in a row. And they were completely outclassed this afternoon by the Minnesota Vikings. 28-6, the final score.
Bob Papa, Carl Banks, those calls heard right here on WFAN and the Giants Radio Network. How could they? How dare they? How could they look so bad after a summer of attacking down the field in training camp? How could they look so bad on a pass rush after hearing how much Brian Burns paired with Kayvon Thibodeau would bring to the table? How could they do that versus that quarterback? That quarterback, Sam Darnold, on a team or with a team that was supposed to be peer-tier for the Giants. And how could they, when the Giants brought out so many freaking legends at the MetLife Stadium and everybody packed in buying those ugly uniforms I was guilty of buying too? There's no way to sugarcoat it. This is worse than what we had in week one last year when the game was 40-0 versus the Dallas Cowboys. This was worse than 40-0. And why? Because at least the Cowboys, you tip your cap and you realize, for the time being and for what feels like forever, they've been the Giants' daddy. This was Sam Darnold, without even their starting tight end, in MetLife Stadium, in a game basically handed to the Giants to try to be like a homecoming to celebrate 100 seasons. And they put out the most disgusting tape and the most disgusting effort a Giant fan could stomach and swallow on the first freaking weekend in September. And when does it end for us? Is this what we have to deal with ever since Mario Manningham dragged his feet in 2011? We don't ever get a good run of football again? 2016, 2022, they're just aberrations? The coach of the year from 2 years ago is punting on 4th and 3 after, you know, down 3 touchdowns in the third quarter.
Where's the stones that he had with the two-point conversion? Football and NFL Sundays are unanimously known as a party. Your friends today, your family today gathered, poured pints of beer, got the wings orders together, put together their parlays, and it's one giant party as it is for the next 18 weeks. And guess what, Giant fans? I'm one of you. We're not invited. We're not invited. And that's on this organization and this franchise because we got one heaping crap sandwich served to us. Again. And I don't want to hear it's just 1 week. Because, yeah, it is. Maybe it's just 1 week for the Cincinnati Bengals, who inexplicably blasted me and all the others out of the knockout pool today, losing to the crappy Patriots. Maybe it is. Maybe it is just 1 week that the Miami Dolphins would look like that, albeit escaping with a win. Maybe it's 1 week for some of these franchises that at least have earned the benefit of the doubt. But for the Giants, this is a decade plus of this. You heard there in one of the calls, six straight home openers losing. They've lost all benefit of the doubt. I can't stomach it. I can't stand it. And I am the biggest buffoon walking sucker that owns any Giant paraphernalia. I love this team. I love this organization. I wouldn't trade being a Giant fan for anything else. But I am disheartened. I am disenchanted. And I can't believe that the pool cover is not even on, and I feel like another season has been taken from me. Look, when a fish stinks, you don't eat it, right? You can brine it, you can salt it, but sometimes that stinky fish is telling you something. That's Daniel Jones, man. He's lost me. And I'll raise my hand. It may have been me and only Mr. Mara left in terms of who believed in him, because frankly, the GM clearly didn't in the offseason. Ivan Pace left, the Viking linebacker, left at the idea of matching up with the Giant offense and told the world it. And how did the Giants and Daniel Jones answer that exactly? Look, Jones did earn the right, in terms of my eyeballs, to see him with a functioning offensive line and a true number one wide receiver. Guess what? I saw that today. You saw it. We saw it. It sucked. He sucked. Flat out disgrace. One attempt over 20 yards? One? All I read were tweets about Hyatt running down the field, Slayton running down the field. There's Malik Nabers running down the field in training camp. Where was that today? Were Champ Bailey and Deion Sanders and Darrell Revis the three corners for the Vikings? They were not. Jalen Hyatt and his blazing speed, didn't even see that till late in the game. Dropped the pass, of course. Evan Neal and Josh Azudu, who we blamed countlessly and understandably so last year, weren't out there having plays blown up. Wasn't a perfect effort from the Giants' offensive line, but you know what you got today for the first time in a long time? Functionability. And Daniel Jones did nothing with it. The Giants may be the reason Daniel Jones broke. They may be to blame. As John Mara said a couple of years ago, you know, they did everything they could to fail this kid, and maybe they did. And I believe they did. But guess what? He's still broken, and he still stinks. Today, in Miami, Tyreek Hill was detained by police and put in handcuffs. Imagine that kind of distraction. And he still went off for an 80-yard touchdown. Daniel Jones couldn't find the end zone once to anybody. This team couldn't get in the end zone once, and a guy who was arrested an hour before the game could. I can't believe what I just watched this afternoon. And I can't believe how many of you, thankfully I wasn't at the game, how many of you went all pumped up, tailgates, the smell of sausage and hot dogs in the lots, buying those jerseys, cheering all the Giant legends that came out, and you got served that. Look, this is the NFL, and it's a week-to-week league, and losses happen. And unfortunately, we've seen plenty. If the Giants went out there and gave you an effort where, you know, the offense put up 20-plus points, and it wasn't, you know, bad interceptions like you saw today, Van Ginkle still running, and they lose on some crazy field goal because the secondary got torched, would I be angry today and upset on the air? Sure, I would be. But I wouldn't feel this. This goes beyond angry and uneasiness. This is dejectedness, man. If you were going to get your teeth kicked in by the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold at home in September with perfect weather and score 6 points, you show me where the hope is. You tell me where the hope is. Because that's all I want to feel as a football fan, as a Giant fan. I've lowered the bar to that. I want to see signs of hope. I feel hopeless. And this team, unfortunately, looks hopeless. And I don't want that to be the case. And look, I'm going to put a lot on Daniel Jones's plate, and rightfully so. That was not NFL quarterbacking. All right? You weren't getting plays blown up left and right, holding on to the ball too long, one attempt over 20 yards. And was that Brian Daboll's play calling? I guess everybody with a Twitter account will find out and tell us on the All 22. But Brian Daboll is to blame too. And I'm sorry, there's no bigger disgrace to your team or no disheartening moment when you're already losing by 2-3 touchdowns and you have a 4th-and-3 approaching midfield and it's midway through the third quarter. You decide to punt? That's Joe Judge-esque stuff, man. And I want Daboll to succeed here. I really like Brian Daboll, the head coach. And those who wanted to basically pour cold water on him last year, I stepped up, I defended him at every turn. I couldn't believe he punted that football. And when asked about it post-game, I thought that was the best move for the team at the time. What? Look, if you're losing by 3 touchdowns, you might as well be losing by 6 touchdowns. You got to try everything you can and maximize your possessions. That was unbelievable. Stubbornness will lead you to Joe Judge Fields. We saw a glimmer of that today, and I hope that is not the case. We haven't had a pumpkin patch open. Again, I didn't put the cover on the pool. And the season feels hopeless. The season feels lost. The season feels like it's already spiraled out of control. How unbelievable is that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The warning signs were there, and some chose to be negative and harp on how bad Daniel Jones were, and some chose to be positive and say, look, offensive line number one wide receiver, I was one of those guys. All of those who rained on the negative parade and told you, oh, they're going to lose all these games, they're going to lose all these games. Guess what? You're probably right. And I was wrong, and I got to own that. This team is in a fast march towards the top 5 draft pick, and you better start watching college football now, because yet, another Giant season is about who and where they should be picking in the draft. And it is September 8th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. And that's already a thought and a reality. Unbelievable. I don't understand also. A minute 18 left, an injury clause in Daniel Jones's contract, and you bring him out there to run more plays? You already punted and gave up, Daboll. This team is so backwards in what they're thinking. And if you think the reps were that important for Daniel Jones, that he needed to play the rest of that turd sandwich out, why didn't he play more in the preseason exactly and work out some of these kinks? The whole philosophy seems so upside down and so backward. I don't know how Daniel Jones, with another effort like this versus Washington, can continue to be this team's starting quarterback. It's not fair to the guys putting in the work. It's not fair to the receivers you're trying to develop. Jalen Hyatt, Malik Nabers, and Wandell Robinson. Not that Drew Lock's any better. I mean, gee, I don't want to do the positive Tommy DeVito thing. We're not there yet. But Daniel Jones can't play football like that. It's not even CFL worthy. That's a disgrace. 3 hours in the swamp, 3 hours on the way home for some in traffic to watch that at quarterback in today's NFL. We must do better. We beg of you, Giants, give us better. We want to be invited to the party. The pinata hasn't even been swung at yet. It's over. The season is over.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.